and I think Mark is going after your presentation, Paul, Dino, Caroline, and Mark, Angela, is going to sum up what. So the people who haven't been there for the last forum will understand what the application will be about. But maybe we jump right into the presentations and get a later where there's been the end of last time.
Yeah.
Would that be fair, or would you want to sum up, Paolo?
I was wondering if it's worth reading out the feedback we sent you for the people who weren't here, so that they have the introduction to why we're giving these presentations to them. Would that be useful? Yeah. I've got it here because Karen answers with credit, so shall I read it from here?
Do you mind? I've read that one.
So maybe again, this is a response to the last meeting we had.
So we met after the meeting and went over the various points. When I say we, it was Caroline, myself, and Dina.
Can I just say for many people, John, you weren't
right. Meeting.
This was a proposal that we're working on for a grant application, and it's digital drawing, and the kind of area of interest, or what was presented to Wimbledon, was in relation to gesture mark and surface, and the idea of kind of experimental environments that could be used by researchers working in drawing, but also to get a kind of an idea of drawing in a digital context from within a kind of sense of such a group that we're actively involved in drawing-based research. And we presented that kind of an idea, and then had a kind of discussion around that proposal, and then this is the responses.
So most of these points actually came up as you were giving your presentation, actually, sort of happened naturally, and then we met afterwards and summarised them in this email. So afterwards we continued discussing the issues generated by Mark's project, and I summarised them below so that you can both see who was particularly motivated by what issues. So that's a few out of the three of us, and you can let which if any would be most useful from your points of view to move forward with. So first we that naturally on that topic, there hasn't been time to present how the notions of drawing are understood within the current research environment at Wimbledon without any linear genealogy, which is something Avis said, which is something you presented in your talk, the possible linear genealogy from painting through to contemporary drawing. So without that is as something less material based and more as a frame of mind or approach. Perhaps one that is less to do with dragging line through space and more to do with how exploratory something equivalent to that line might be, whether that is in video performance, installation, etc., as well as the traditional media. And then we suggested the opportunity to visit you here at Camberwell to present that, which is why we're here. So part of any collaborative discussion would ideally also expose those new concepts of drawing in order to relate back to research at Wimbledon. We definitely see this as a positive situation, both in the potential for true collaboration and dissemination of research in both directions. Of course, this allows for more conventional definitions of drawing to be incorporated, but against a background of the recognition that the subject terrain of drawing is renegotiated or is being renegotiated. So that was based on Carolyn's first feedback, really. My interest lay in the potential for items of knowledge, which is something you all touched on during your talk, which I thought might also be genuine products of your practice of research into such concepts that you raise as ground and support for observationally or non-observationally directed digital mark making and production or reception, which I don't want to talk about the agent and patient in that sense. So how you might filter out those items of knowledge from those kinds of discussions. Also to recognise, as Carolyn pointed out, that the maker is of course always the first receptor. So designing and incorporating some kind of filter into the dialogue of the collaboration to catch and record those items of knowledge as they pass through discourse and practice would seem valuable. As we said at the time, the advantage would be to work with individuals, both of Wimbledon and Campbell, already highly sensitive to the differences within those aforementioned dualities, those ones that I gave, and also allowing aesthetic responses to be recorded somehow, reflexively noted in some way. And then that idea of the reception or patient contribution to meaning seemed like a fertile ground for that generativeness that you were looking for, trying to find a way of building that in. So even if your ideal of this autographic program wasn't realised, it wouldn't detract from those items of knowledge as potential results. Dino was particularly interested in the ethics that were raised by your research, particularly in terms of the action of the agent. So questions of where is the control in terms of action when the programming computes as compared to the artist's contribution. And is this the same thing as what we might call the control of the program writer, or is it something different? This seemed to raise issues of search for mastery over oneself as well. And where programmer and artist position themselves within a value scale, shading from action to action result, and how this positioning informs the kinds of conceivable dialogue between them seems also to be an interesting question suggested by your project. So we all began to add to that list of ethical considerations, including things like fair distribution and how much is enough in terms of the personalisation that we talked about. We thought that would make a productive cluster of research questions alongside your aims, really. So that was our feedback from that. Do you want to add anything?
No,
so now you're all in the picture of where we are.
Are you? Is there enough information?
Any questions based on anything?
I mean, you haven't seen Mark's application.
No, I haven't seen the application, and I'm sorry I wasn't here. I didn't come to the Wimbledon. I wasn't able to come to that. I'm sorry about that. I noticed it and was interested. So am I right in understanding you've put together an application for funding for research into new ways of exploring what drawing might be?
Yeah, in a digital context.
In a digital context. So it needs to be in some way related to computer and...
Well, I don't think we can be overly prescriptive in that regard. The kind of notions of the digital and sorts of things that the responses that were received seem to suggest that there are other kinds of approaches that the digital would encapsulate in relation to drawing, so it wouldn't...
So digital could be camera, I mean it could be recorded documentation.
I think our sense was that there was an application going in about digital drawing, and we thought we would have some useful feedback about what drawing might mean within that application, and that may actually affect what kind of results from that research might be valuable. The actual redesigning of the term drawing could change all those things. That was our feedback, and of course it's now to decide how useful that is for Mark and the project.
Thank you.
Our going in really initially was about proposing the idea that within the kind of digital were opportunities to experiment and explore what gesture might be, what a resulting mark might be, and what the support of those marks might be or what it might mean, and the research could be undertaken in that area through kind of collaboration with artists, but also the producers of software and those sorts of things.
So you're taking the components of drawing, or the kind of long...
thought of as the elements of drawing, almost, if you could kind of start breaking it up in that way, although it might seem just kind of inappropriate, but it can be quite useful to think of drawing as being broken up into those various stages, and to then kind of work with them and start
almost
saying, okay.
The name of Avis Newman and Catherine Didiger's exhibition, The Gesture of...
Gesture and Act.
Yeah.
So the idea of what constitutes the gesture, where there is an opportunity to kind of encapsulate and capture all kinds of other information that may be environmental, whatever it happens to be, that almost gesture has become a multimedia type event, potentially. So what characterizes gesture? What is the idea of the digital autographic, really? What characterizes a gesture and a mark in that digital environment?
Okay, so I understand, right, then you're taking the commonly understood components of drawing in a digital environment.
Commonly ones to actually thinking about the contemporary aspects of drawing,
yes. Okay.
Understanding that may provide some new...
Because this is where you really came in, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So the divisions that kind of occurred to me are very different from, you know, kind of contemporary notions of what constitute drawing. So the idea being that it would be very important to gain a sense of how drawing is understood. And that's the kind of expertise that Wimbledon would have been able to provide.
In a situation like this, what happens about other institutions that are also engaged in this exercise, as in Loughborough and their Tracy Research Department, what happens about that? Do you therefore, from this position, reach out and shake their hand or invite exchanges?
Well, the drawing network is quite strongly linked into Wimbledon, so for example Phil Sorden in Loughborough has come and given talks, and the drawing network's met there. So,
mm-hmm. So for this project, for instance, what would happen? What would happen in that?
I suppose that depends on the project really, to some extent, how far they want to extend into that drawing network, or whether Wimbledon can kind of represent that through its contacts.
Oh, okay.
The kind of initial feeling was that Wimbledon were kind of representative of that area.
Okay.
And what we were able to provide was the other component, if you call it a technological component, but certainly representing the developers for software, developers of frameworks for developing software, those sorts of things. So the idea would be about bringing those two areas of knowledge together,
right,
through a number of kind of collaborative projects, if you like.
Yeah.
To see what would result.
Yeah. How much of this research is going to be, it's very familiar ground what we're talking about in terms of existing bodies of things that people are researching into, and how much of your research is simply like a literature review to see to what's already been established in this field?
Well, I think one of the things that's really important would be to get a sense of what's going on in practice, what practitioners are really up to in the studio, and what sorts of things they're encountering, not just necessarily in terms of the limitations that they encounter, but the kinds of notions they have about drawing and how they're currently satisfied.
Well, I'm thinking actually people like Harold Cohen, or going back to the 50s, where this is very familiar ground about drawing and programming and things, and the hand mark and things, and it doesn't seem to be in your initial statement any acknowledgement that this has already been covered by, quite considerably.
I don't know if this has it been covered in quite the same way that is being proposed here. I mean,
well, I'm not sure, but it's odd that you don't mention it at all. It does exist.
Well, it does exist, and it's within the scope of the whole project. Of course, there will be acknowledgement of these things,
right,
going on, but at this stage of just putting together a proposal, I mean, that is the background. Those things form the background and the landscape for the project, but I don't know that they necessarily need to be foregrounded at this point.
Okay.